Congratulations to the 2016 AgriScience Research in the Area of Animal Systems Proficiency winner from the state of Virginia, Teresa Seibel. Teresa, tell us a little bit about your SAE that led to being a national winner.
So my family has a small cattle operation in the state of Virginia, and we also have a vineyard, which is a really unique combination. But my area specifically and research focused on the cattle and the heifer cattle in particular with the with artificial insemination. I implemented a new protocol on our farm to try to increase the number of calves born with artificial insemination qualities.
Teresa, how did you get your start in this area? It's very unique. So what motivated you to hop into AgriScience research?
My parents were really supportive in this area, and my sister has actually been my partner in all of our AgriScience fairs, and I couldn't have done it without them. And specifically with this protocol, our veterinarian was really helpful and helped me get my start and specifically decide what protocol to test.
Obviously, you probably learned a lot throughout this process, but if you had to identify that number one thing that you've learned and will probably take with you for the rest of your life, what would that be?
Absolutely. The number one thing that I've learned through the process of applying for a proficiency and getting to this point is to just stick with it and have faith. Sometimes things don't always work out the way that we want them to, but at the end of the day, it's always going to happen the way it's supposed to. So whether that be in agriculture or in everyday life, we just need to have that hopeful attitude and know that it's always going to be okay.
Thinking back throughout your entire SAE, what's one of your greatest accomplishments, something that you're really proud of?
I'm really proud that in 2013, my sister and I actually won the National AgriScience Fair with this particular protocol. And that wasn't, it's not just about the award. The teamwork and the dedication it took to get to that point was absolutely fantastic. And it helped me perpetuate my interest in continuing this protocol. So I'm extremely proud of that. And because of that, I think that I'm here today.
Teresa, when Monday morning rolls around, what's life going to be like for you? Are you in college? If so, what are you pursuing?
I'm actually just going to go back to high school. We have a small high school in Virginia, so I'm just going to go back there and hopefully continue to share my story of FFA and agriculture and spread that word and hopefully start applying for college, because I've been pretty occupied with my FFA stuff now. So get on that process and figure out exactly what I want to do with the rest of my life.
It's okay that you don't know, because it seems like a lot of people these days aren't really sure when they hop into college. Teresa, lastly, there's a lot of people that's probably helped you get to where you are today. If you want to give a thank you or a shout out to anyone.
I want to just thank my family so much. They have helped me keep going, and through all the struggles and all the obstacles that I've faced, they have just always been there for me no matter what, and I just really, really want to say thank you to them.
Sponsored by the National FFA Foundation and the National FFA Organization, your 2016 AgriScience Research in the Area of Animal Systems Proficiency winner from the state of Virginia, Teresa Seibel. Teresa is also lucky enough to attend the Ireland trip that will be happening next summer. Congratulations, Teresa, and reporting for FFA Today, I'm Thomas Shaw.